Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's up?
What up? What up? What up? What's going
What's
on?
What's going on?
Not much. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
this
everyone.
Is Brother B with the fantabulous, fantabulous Big Red.
Fantabulous
Big Red in the house. And this is, we are the menu. On Blog Talk Radio, NYC. What's happening?
What's
going on, everybody? What up? Big Red Brother B in the house. The menu, y'all. Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What's good, everyone? How y'all doing? How you doing, Red? Hope everyone is well. Hope everyone is feeling blessed. And if you're stressed, listen. Go get you a strong soda or maybe a strong cranberry and make it do what it do, okay?
A strong cranberry.
Yeah, get a strong cranberry or maybe a strong Pepsi or something like that and you know, make it do what it do, okay?
That ain't going to work.
Listen, well, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, it may not. You're right. It may not. Maybe a bowl of cereal. Listen, whatever is your thing, a bowl of cereal. Yo, Red, let me tell you something. I did some real, I partially don't want to share this because I don't want anyone to be exposed to like doing stuff like this. But yo, I have to share this because I feel it was just a very evil thing that I did. Yo. Those Boston cream donuts are the devil. Yo, I saw one. Yo, you never had a Boston cream donut with the chocolate on top and the cream in the middle?
No, I have, but depending on where you got it from.
No, regardless, this is true. But, yo, regardless of the fact, those donuts are the devil. Like, first of all, how you going to have chocolate on top of that, like, sugary donut and then the cream coming out? Yo, man.
In the middle.
Yeah, yo, come on. I had it with some soy milk. But I'm saying, yo. That was so evil. Like, I felt, after I ate it, I felt so bad. I felt like you ever beat your kid? For those who have kids, you ever beat your kid and felt real bad about it later?
No.
Oh, you're different. You're different. You know what I mean? You know you're different.
Nope. No, I can be.
So,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I like Boston cream, but like I said, it depends on where you. Sometimes I think it depends on where you get it from because some Boston cream just like if you get it from.
Oh yeah,
no,
you can't get it.
Like,
yeah, you can't get.
But if you get like a real, you know, you get it from maybe some other place, maybe like a real bakery or something like that. Then
that's the devil's donut.
I'm gonna
dub that the devil's
like
donut. No, I don't.
Yeah.
You ever had that moment where you just needed, like, I'm not big on, like, I don't like cake. I don't like cake. I'm not a cake eater. I'm not a caker. But, I'm not a caker. And I'm not really big on donuts. But there's times where I have my, like, craving. And I had a craving for, like, I saw it. Because, you know, after, you know, during work, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, you got my man John, you know, man John with the coffee truck. So, you know, to those who live in, you know, the NYC area, you know, we have a special relationship with our coffee, you know, our bagel cart people. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got, you know, hook us up with the coffee and stuff.
Ooh, car,
and we had a Boston cream. Yo, that Boston cream was calling me, and it just kept calling me. Like, I was trying not to, like, switch the call over, but that Boston cream just kept calling me.
I was trying not to.
And I didn't know. I was, and I just answered it. Yo, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And, yo, and it's been weighing heavy on me. Like, I felt like I really did a sin for eating that damn donut. Because I know, like, my doctor knew that I ate that donut. Like, he probably disowned me. Or curse me out or something. Like, what are you doing? Like, you want to die? Like, you know you're not supposed
you
to eat that.
You know, you got to treat yourself to something sometime. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to say to yourself, you know what? Listen, if I eat a celery stick, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Like who knows? That might send it over the edge. Who knows what's going to happen, but... You know, you got to treat yourself to something sometimes. Like, you can't be straight always. Oh, I'm going to eat vegetables there all day long. Because then you're going to get tired of that. That's what it is. It's about a balance. Mm-hmm. You're going to get tired of eating fruits all the time. You're going to get tired of eating vegetables all the time. Like, you can't do that, like, straight and just don't, you know, you got to have a craving for something. So as long
okay.
as you don't
overeat something
in it.
I get that. I get that. But that was the devil's donut, yo. Cause it was just wrong. Like, I feel like I really need to go to church and jump in some water over this. Cause I just really feel bad, man. Like, I couldn't even tell my daughter. Cause if my daughter knew, yo, she would give me like this real look. Like, you know, you ain't supposed to be eating that. But then she'll find it a reason. She'll find a reason to turn around and go eat one herself. Yo.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Well, like I said, you did it. As long as you don't do it again for another 6 months. Give yourself 6 months. Say, you know what? John the Cartman, you know, 6 months. Point me out that donut.
He ain't no help. He ain't no help. This is you like, Byron, wouldn't you like something to go with that coffee? I'm like, you know what? Like, I feel like flipping the card over. Sometimes I feel like all his bagels and donuts. All the bagels, like bagels in the street, all that. It'd be crazy. 4 o'clock in the morning, big black man flipping the bagel card over.
I know.
It'd be crazy.
Right?
You know.
Yo, oh, my God.
Before we get into the topic, I gotta say something real quick. I gotta do a little vent.
Okay.
Yo, I don't know, Red. I don't now to those that drive. But then again, forget driving, but to those that drive, and even to people, you know, regular pedestrians. Check this out. I don't know where this started trending, but whether it's late night or early in the morning, I don't know who made it acceptable or what type of people think it's cool to be coming up to somebody's car or just coming up to you in the middle of the night and be like, hey, could I have this? Or, hey, could I get a ride? Yo, check this out.
Can I get a ride? Oh, my God.
Yo, dude, listen, I kid you not, I'm getting off of work this morning. Yo, it's like, what, 5-something in the morning. The dude walks up to the car. Now, first of all, come on, man. It's 5-something in the morning, and you just like, coming up to the car, I'm not even going to get into what ethnicity he was, but he probably
mm-hmm.
just felt a little too comfortable. But
he knocked on,
he said, oh, could I hop in? I said, what? He said, I'm about to get my ass beat, man. I need to hop in. You can take me around the corner.
What?
Yo, in that split second, I'm saying to myself, like, you're about to get your ass beat, so you want to hop in the vehicle
my
with
phone?
Me. You don't know if I'm going to drive you around the corner and beat you with a carrot stick and then kick you out the car. You like you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
I don't understand why people think it's okay to like randomly walk up or randomly just come up to people. Like, listen, I understand everybody has hard times, everybody has issues, but so you got to think about it. Some people are not in the right frame of mind, whether it's in the middle of the night or early in the morning. and you can get more than what you bargained for. So if this is supposed to be some, like, new trend, I think everybody should stop it, go back to the Kiki dance or something like that. But
go back to the Kiki dance.
Yeah, go back to the Kiki dance, but don't run, like, you can't be walking up on people's car late night, early in the morning. Hey, could I get a doc? Hey, could I get a ride? Hey, yo, stop it. Like,
right.
You know.
And then you telling me that, you telling me somebody, you about to get your ass beat. Are you, no. No,
yeah,
you're not getting in here. And then you might come in here, and them ass beating people might get in, like, no. Absolutely not.
I don't know what's going on. Listen.
Did he look high or something like that?
I mean, he may have been a little, he's probably a little intoxicated or something, but still, no. Like, yo, like a good Samaritan would probably have been like, sure. And then next thing you know, it would have been front page news that somebody either got beat up or somebody dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how these little things start. Like, yo, you got to be careful out there, man. You never, it's like, you know, sometimes you want to be nice or you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but it's sad that sometimes you can't. Because you have people out, you have wolves out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
treating people like sheep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's all.
So if you ever see, Brother B in the street, don't ask me for nothing. All right, don't ask me,
don't ask me for no ride.
Don't ask me for no ride. Don't ask me for nothing because I'm not, especially 5:30 in the morning. Like, I don't even want to do anything for myself at 5:30 in the morning. So don't ask me.
That's great.
But once again, it is. Yo, once again, it's Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at the menu. Mind your mental, MindURMENTAL. Now let's get ready to rumble.
Rumbles.
Yeah. Yo, remember that character from back in the days of Ronald McDonald, Robber?
The Hamburglar.
Yeah, the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
but didn't Tank say that in that song when we? Then he said rubber, like he was talking like
something. He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Look, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Go back, yo, anybody, go back and listen to the song, When We by Tank. And he said rubber. Yo, he was talking like the Hamburglar in that. I don't know.
Rubber.
It's like, did he
think
that was
Tank?
Oh, my God. Like, maybe he was trying to equate. Like that when we sexiness, so like, baby, you know, I'm hungry, I'll eat you like a burger or something
a
like
burger,
that. Like, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, eat you like a cheeseburger. Robber. Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
Yo, so, Red,
yeah.
Now you know, I love you, but we got to do this topic. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not looking for, you know, I ain't looking for you to agree with me. But, you know, I know you're going to stand your ground.
Look, I'm not.
You can't. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, you can't side with me on this. Depending on, you know, what's said. But, yo, this topic right here is interests me because I seem to hear it a lot.
Okay.
You know, when I speak to my homegirls or I just, you know, some, you know, women out there in general. Where are all the good men? Okay. Now, I'm not a representative, but I know my worth.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'm going to say this. You cannot keep saying, where are all the good men? And expect to find one. What the hell are you doing back there? You swimming?
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. I'm listening.
You just came in loud, and then I'm hearing something in the background. It's like you was in the ocean or something like that. You on vacation?
Oh,
I ain't know about it.
You on vacation? No, not me.
Yeah.
I wish I was.
Yeah. Okay. You can't say, you can't keep saying where are all the good men and expect to find them. I say that because to me it's like you're putting something negative out there. Even though it's not very, depending on the person who's saying it or how they're saying it, you're asking a question that's kind of like, well, what do you mean where are all the good men? There are good men around. It's dependent on the type of good man that works for you. You know what I'm saying? A good man for one woman may not be a good man for the next woman. Every woman, even men, they have their preferences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but one thing is for certain, and I'm not picking on anybody in general, but I do have to say this little fuckboy thing that's going on. Now, to those who really don't know what a fuckboy is, in my definition, a fuckboy is basically just a dude that just really ain't about shit and is a hater. Like, all right, someone that I know posted something on Facebook earlier this week, and it was like, do guys tell other guys, like, hey, you know, that's a good chick. You know, you need to wife that. And then some dude responded like, yo, that sounds kind of gay. Now, check this out. A brother of mine who's married, but I've basically known the relationship between him and, you know, his wife, you know, since they started. And they've had some ups and some downs.
Okay.
But one thing, and even though I know there was sometimes he had some negative to say, I would be like, yo, B, she love you. She may be wild sometimes, but
right.
I know that woman right there, like, take it from outside of somebody that's looking in a situation, I know that she love you.
Okay.
Y'all need to work that out. Now, how does that sound gay? First of all, some of you little fuck boys, and you little wannabe men assholes, you got it twisted. You really got it twisted. I don't think if that's my brother or that's somebody that you call a friend, you should encourage a positive relationship. You should encourage, you know, hey man, listen, if you loving her like that, yo, go for it, B. If that's your man, your brother, somebody you say, yo, I bleed for this dude, then there's no reason why it should be considered like, I don't know why he said gay, but it should be
gay. Well, that
gay
would
or,
be the hater
it,
part
it's
of
some corn
it.
Bullshit. Well, yeah. Then
yeah,
that's,
but that would be the
hater
part. That's the hater part, not to interrupt you, but that's the hater part of that person. That's like a jealousy, because it's just like you said, if that's just like the other way with a woman and she has a you know, her girlfriend is dealing with a guy, and the guy may be going through things, but if you're saying that, you know, well, I'm going to put it on the guy side because we're mostly talking about that, so I'll just say like what you just said. If the guy is friends with the dude and this is a dude that you've been knowing since y'all was younger, and he get with a woman and the woman is a good woman even though they may have their up and downs or whatever, no, it's a thing of you tell the guy that, listen, okay, she may, you know, have her faults or whatever, but you know what? If you love her, then you work out those faults depending on how advanced it is. Like, if it's something that it's like, all right, you know what? You're going to have to try and, you know, maybe break away for a little while and then come back, or just, you know, try to work it out. Or if she's too over the edge, then that's a little different. But if, once again, just like you said, if it's something like minuscule that they're maybe going through, and he's coming to you and saying, yo, bro, you know, listen, you know, I need some advice, or I'm talking to you, blah, 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 you know, I really love her, but for you to say, oh, well, you need to, you know, that's gay or something, nah, come, like, for what? Like, how is that gay? No, that's called being a hater. That's because you probably want the woman yourself, and you mad because you can't find nobody like that. Or you probably have somebody like that, and you're dogging out.
True.
Okay. That
I don't disagree.
That's what that more something like that for a guy to say something like that. That's because he probably has something that or he don't see it, and the, you know, whoever he's dealing with may be a good person, but you know what? He don't see it because he wants this perfect thing going on. And it's not going to be perfect. No relationship is going to be perfect. It's not going to be a perfect thing. Now, I want to go back to address about the you saying that, you know, women say where are all the good men at. Okay, okay. I'm going to say this. Now,
say it.
I understand. I kind of, all right, I'm going to say I understand. I can kind of clarify a little bit of why women say where are all the good men at, because maybe, you know, they're looking at situations where it's like, okay, I'm going to say, for instance, if they see some of their friends are in relationships or have gotten married or, just have a relationship. And it's just like, okay, look at, if they say, okay, well, you know, I'm a good person. When I get with somebody, I don't cheat. I try to, you know, do what it is I'm supposed to do when I'm in a relationship. But why is it that when I get in a relationship, things are not working out? And it may not be necessarily the person. It may be the other person, but it's like, okay, the other person may be good too, but it's just like, okay, why isn't this working out? But then I see my friend, she's going through basically the same thing I'm going through, and her and the dude about to get married. They may feel like, damn, what am I doing wrong? If she's going through the same thing I'm going through with my significant other man, whatever, why is it that she getting ready to get married and I'm not? Why are me and this dude still having issues? And, you know, so maybe that might be, you know, one of the reasons why women say that.
Okay. Scuba gear on. All right, check this out. Scuba gear on. Because, listen, this conversation is not going to be about pacifying. You know, what I say is not the gospel, but the whole thing is I communicate and speak to a lot of people just to be able to do shows like this because I get opinions, you know, and, you know, kind of, you know, mesh them all together, you know, from all types of people, whether they're white, black, whatever, you know, it's not about color. The whole thing is this. Everybody has standards. But then again, I have to come back off that. Not everybody has standards. We think everybody has standards, but they don't.
Okay.
You have to know what standards are. You have to know the definition of what standards are. And without getting whole deep into it, standards right now, we'll just say, is certain things that it's a preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you start to go outside of your preference, depending on what it is, because there's a difference between compromise and just plain old, oh, F it, I'm just throwing caution into the wind. Sometimes you can't always do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go outside of your preference, or if you throw caution into the wind, it better be for a good damn reason, because you might wind up regretting it later. Now,
okay,
when you were talking about in terms of a female, you know, two females, one is having a good, seem like she's having a good relationship and the other one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be on you, but it may be about you. The whole thing is, who did you pick? Matter of fact, first of all, how do you feel about you? Because
right.
You can't, once again, I mean, we've heard Mary J. Blige say it numerous times. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. You can't try to understand.
Yeah, well, we can't listen to her.
Someone
look
else.
At her situation.
Yeah, well, this is true.
We can't listen to her. Look at her situation now.
But the whole thing is this. Listen, and you know what? Somebody would call say I'm effed up for saying this, but you know what? Come on, whether it's men or women, we know who the hell we're dealing with before we deal with them. But sometimes we just, if there's a caution sign that's up, but some of us just drive right through it.
So nobody
can sit here and be like, oh, you know, don't disillusion yourself to think that, oh, I don't never, oh, no, not me. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Else you wouldn't be complaining about certain shit or you wouldn't be beefing about certain shit that's going on. The fact of the matter is we all get these little red flags sometimes, but we sit there and dismiss them. Like, well, maybe I didn't really see what I see, or maybe, you know, this person didn't mean it that way, or, you know, whatever, whatever. But sometimes, I mean, come on. You shouldn't have to wait till shit hit the fan to turn around and be like, hindsight is 2020.
Right.
Like, God gave us these instincts for a reason. He gave us these senses for a reason. If you feel that something is wrong, then, yo, maybe you should reevaluate the situation. And don't be like, oh, well, you know, he seems or she seems okay. I don't want to give up on the person. Listen,
right.
Sometimes it's not about it's not about giving up on the person, but it is about taking care of you.
But I don't think it's they're giving up on the person. They're giving up on themselves. I feel in a situation like that, what you're saying, the person that they want to be, the person wants to be in a relationship so bad, and I think a lot, I'm just going to say it. Like, I think women mostly do that. Yeah, well, I think women mostly do that. Men don't really, I don't think men do that. I think women mostly do that, where they'll stay with somebody that they know is not good for them, or they know that it's not right. Just like you said, that caution sign is up, the railroad sign, the red light, the train coming, the train done came, and then hit him in the head and all that other stuff.
Yep. Exactly.
And they will. That's what I said. I really don't think it would be on the man or the other person, whichever situation it is. Women tend to try and keep what they have, because it's like, I want a relationship. I need a relationship. I need to stay in this relationship. And then if they've had failed relationships before, it's like, I got to hold on to something, because you know what? I don't want my family to keep thinking that, oh, I can't get nobody. I don't want other people thinking I can't get nobody. They second guess themselves and say to themselves, I don't want to keep thinking that I can't get anybody. So I'm just going to hold on to this. Even though I know it's bad for me, I'm going to hold on to it.
And see, and that's a problem. You see, there's a lot of good men, there's a lot of good dudes out there, a lot of good men out there, and I don't think any woman should sacrifice themselves just to be with someone. Like, if you're not happy, like, what do you, all right, so put it like this. All right, so if, let's say you got a foot fungus, and you just keep spraying it, and the itch goes away. You spray it, the itch go away. Like, you feel like, oh, I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm just going to spray it, and it goes away for a couple of hours.
I just
keep spraying it every couple of hours. But little do you know, like, the spray only just masks, you know what I'm saying, certain symptoms. Like, that fungus could keep growing to the point where it's not going to be good later on down the road. And then by the time you have to go to the hospital, so you couldn't go
to
the doctor.
Have an amputation.
And now you got to go to the doctor. Yeah, you can go to the doctor. Then your doctor like, yo, your goddamn foot about to fall off. Like, oh, well, no, I kept spraying it. Okay, you kept spraying it, but don't you see that shit turning green?
Right. Yeah.
Like, didn't you think to go to the doctor? Well, nah, I had to spray. Obviously, the spray didn't cure the situation. Yeah, the spray is not the cure. You know what I'm saying? It just masks everything. See, you got to stop with the spray. You got to stop using things to mask the situation.
Right.
Like, you got to go to the doctor and take care of it before you got to get the foot chopped off.
Well,
like,
I'm gonna
ask this. There's no other way around it. And then another thing, I think that nowadays we're misconstruing the definition of, like, man. Like, if you, a man is one thing, a fuckboy is another. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference. There's a lot of women out there who, like, I hate when, oh, I don't need a man. I don't need a man. Okay, I don't care about what you, I don't need a man. Sometimes it's just not about need. But see, when you keep throwing stuff out, once again, you keep throwing that energy out there, how do you expect to get somebody good when you keep throwing that negative shit out there? Oh, I don't need this. Oh, where all this is this? Yo, come on. Stop it. Keep yourself objective, not subjective, when it comes down to things like that. You'll get the right person. The right person will come. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But it's all about attitude. no real man who's, like, first of all, if I know that you're a good woman, I'm going to go to the mountain, hell, and back up to the mountain. That's what men do. Fuck boys don't. Let's get it twisted. You know what I mean, let's not get it twisted. Real men are going to do what it takes when it comes down to taking care of their family, taking care of their kids, their stepkids, or whatever. Real men going to do what they got to do. Fuck boys going to be like, oh, babe. Like, fuck boys going to sit in the passenger side while you outside pumping the gas.
Well, I think that comes from, like I said, I hate that term fuckboy. I don't know why. I don't like it. I just don't like the, like,
I love
to
it.
Me,
I love it.
I don't like it because I rather say that person or whoever is acting like a grown ass boy, rather than. But I guess it's just one and the same.
You can't do the oxymoron. You can't say he's a grown boy. He ain't grown. The boy is not grown. And listen, if you got to do this. And I have to go at it again because I've seen it numerous times and it pisses me off. So how many times have I seen a dude sitting in the passenger side and his lady out pumping gas? And I'm just saying, and it's the little things like that. Every dude leg can't be broke or his ass is hurting or something like that, the way you just can't get out and pump the gas.
His ass
is
hurting.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he got bunions.
How'd you get in the car? Listen, don't come with it. Cause yo, real talk, years ago, men, like my father, your father, oh, they wasn't having that.
Nope.
When did my mother and your mother get out the car to go pump gas?
That's right.
See, it's the little things like that. See, I grew up in a household where if my mother worked late, guess who was cooking? My father was in the kitchen making sure food was cooked. And when she came home, go in the room, go get yourself ready, and then boom, plate of food sitting on the table.
Because
that's not being a sucker. Some dudes would be like, oh, that's being a sucker. Or
it
I'm
is.
Being
wait, hold on. But that's the thing.
No,
that's how they look at it. They look at it as, oh, that's not my job. I'm not supposed. And I'm talking about nowadays. And you may have had some men that was like that back then when we were younger too. But we know that, you know, most of the men weren't like that. But nowadays, that's, and I've encountered men, plenty of men that are in their 40s and over 40, and this is what they think.
They're males.
Right, they're males. I think it's because there hasn't been any nurturing going on. Plus, on top of the fact that they didn't have anybody to see that type of behavior in terms of the father doing something for the mother or the, you're right, like that type of thing, or for any woman of that matter, even if they're not with the mother, with any woman. We have a generation of males that grew up and they didn't see these things, especially the men that are in their late 30s, 40s, and over 40. They didn't see that. Unfortunately, a lot of them didn't see their, fathers doing what your father did or what my father did. They didn't see these things, and then now it's just even worse now because they're once again those same men that have grown adult male, sons and daughters. They still not seeing it because if they haven't been taught to do that, then they can't teach, the ones that's coming up that. And I'm not saying all of them. It's a lot of them, men out there that are teaching, like how our dads taught us or taught, like that. But, you don't see that now because they feel that, oh, the woman is supposed to do everything. Oh, she's supposed to do this. She's supposed to do that. And I think that's where the breakdown comes from. I think that's why, the fuckboy thing comes in because it's like these men don't want to do anything. They want the woman.
That's
right, males. I'm sorry. Males.
It's about, listen, it comes down to the label. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're so caught up in labels. Like, I know I've said it on other shows before. It's like, all right, you can go in the supermarket. Not because cross, I'm sorry. But you can go in the supermarket and you can see some no-frills corn and some bird's eye corn. Oh, I have to get bird's eye because bird's eye is better. What makes bird's eye better? Just because, you know what I'm saying, it got the little label and all this stuff. It's not store brand. Listen, corn is corn. Now, don't get it twisted. Sometimes you may buy the store brand, and, it may have a little extra. You might open up a can. Hey, why is a little piece of husk in there? And somebody would say, this is it. Somebody would say, this is why I buy Bird's Eye, because of the quality.
Instead of, yeah.
Now, see, that right there, we have kind of like I get where you're coming from on one end, but I get where you're coming from on another. So, once again, you kind of got to decipher for yourself. You may pick the can of no frills that have a little bit of husk in it. You might pick the can that doesn't. Or you may just be a straight Bird's Eye shopper, but still, Bird's Eye can have a little extra sodium in it than the other one. You never know.
Right.
That's why I'm saying you got to choose people. You know, a lot of women got to choose what's right for them. And the whole thing,
but
a good man is defined, to me,
a good
man is defined by how he treats you.
Right, but what if you
really not
what
about
what
everybody
you're doing
else?
That? What if you're doing that and it's still not working out? What if you're doing that and it's still
not
working
example
out?
Give me an example of, all right, and what do you mean not working out?
Not working out. You still saying to yourself, you know what? I'm just going, you know, do me, and I'm just, like, whenever it come, you know, I'm not going, you know, I'm just going to, you know, engage with someone if I can. But when you try, okay, when you do engage with a person and you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to, you know, maybe erase everything that I did before when I did with other people, and let me see how it works. Like, I'm going to say, for example, like, if you try something out different than what you were doing before. You say, okay, you know what? Let me try something different. Let me try to see if I give this person a little rhythm. Let me try and, you know, cut the attitude. I ain't going to be, you know, smart ass. I ain't going to do certain things. And then you still have an issue. It's like, I didn't do all the things that I was doing before, and I'm still having a problem.
Well, look at it like this. When you go to school, you go to school to learn, right? You go to school for education. So
right.
you take a class, and maybe a couple of weeks down the line, there's a test.
Right.
And the test is about what you've learned so far. You can either pass the test because you retained a lot of the information and you understood the information, or you can fail the test. Because either you didn't retain any of the knowledge that you were supposed to, you know, the things you were supposed to be learning, or you didn't understand what was going on. Relationship is the same way.
Okay.
It's all about educating. When you and a person meet, you're educating each other on each other. You're getting to know one another. And you said it a long time before in another show. It's like the courting process is dead. Now, good men,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just say good men, real men, like, they like to take their time because there's really no rush. Because put like this, 9 times out of 10, most dudes know, yeah, she's going, we'll have sex, but you know what, that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing is this, you got a lot of good men out here that realize sex can be a problem. And there's dudes out here that will turn it down. Why? Because they're like, nah, see, if I sleep with you, I notice something funny about you. If I sleep with you, it's going to be a problem.
But then you know the flip side of that? Now,
okay.
And I've seen it, and I've heard people tell me, well, males tell me this, then the woman feels rejected if the man be like, nah, I don't want to have sex with you. Not say it like that, but if they are like on some, you know, well, I'm going to wait until I get to know you, then the woman feels a certain way, and then she's like, oh, well, why he don't want to have sex? Oh, then he must be gay, then he must be this, he must be that.
But see, you know, notice what you said. That's how they feel. That's
mm-hmm.
not always the case. See, first of all, I mean, and I'm going to put it out there, like, none of us should be rushing to jump into the bed, but it's not like that. Me saying that is going to change the world. Because,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the easiest part. To me, having sex
right.
is the easiest part. It's
of
the
course.
Other stuff. Outside of that, the maintaining of the relationship. Like, you can have $50,000 and go buy you a brand new car. And you can drive it here, you can drive it out to Pennsylvania, Chicago, or whatever. But guess what? The maintenance. When that little light come on, or before the light come on, it's the maintenance. That's what keeps the car going. Because what happens after the car starts breaking down? Then you don't want to be bothered with the car.
You don't want to be bothered with the car.
Maybe you should have did the maintenance beforehand. And then the car, you know what I'm saying, there would have been some fixing going on. You'd still have the car.
Well, listen, we live in a world nobody wants to do any maintenance.
Well, of course.
That's
but
the
don't
problem.
Feel rejected. Don't feel rejected because a dude don't want to sleep with you. Maybe he don't want to sleep with you for it. Maybe it's something personal, or maybe it's something, a requirement with him. Ask the question. Yo, why we ain't do this yet? Why we ain't do that? Dude, you never know. A dude may surprise you and be like, yo, because, man, that's easy. That's
right.
Sex is easy. The rest of it, I want to know who you are. I want to know what you're about. I want to know who I'm dealing with before I sleep with him. Because, yo.
Yeah, but you should know that off the bat.
Listen, man, listen. Our people out here wearing Jason masks 24/7. It's a mask. It's a George Benson masquerade out here. It's a masquerade. Everybody out here fronting. You got dudes out here renting cars, trying to pretend that they rich to show off the chicks who ain't got real this or real that.
They're driving their baby mama car.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? Put the car seat in the trunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
come
like.
On now.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes it. But see, that's what makes it hard. But then you have some women, like I said, they go for it. It's like go for it. And
stop fostering the fuckboy. Stop fostering the fuckboyism.
But once again, right? And I agree. See, now that I agree with you on. They should. They should, but the thing is, why don't they? Why they don't stop it? Why is it not stopping? Like, is it that, once again, is it to the point that you're that, you know, that you're that, I guess you could say, low self-esteem, or you're that desperate, or sex is that important to you, that you're letting someone, or you're letting this person do this to you, or you're letting these things happen, and then you're complaining to people about it, but then you continue to keep letting it happen to you?
Well, there's some women out there that have agendas, and maybe that individual may be helping them with an agenda at the time. Other situations I see it may be low self-esteem. Other situations may be, yeah, they may get caught off the deep, and they ain't willing to sacrifice the sex that they're getting just to be in a meaningful relationship.
Well, on
I
that
mean,
note,
it,
hold
it
on.
Is,
I'm going to tell you this, and like I said, I'm not saying personal experience, but I'm just saying I've heard a lot of women – and, you know, friends that I've heard say just that oh, it's the you know, that. And they'll complain about something, but they'll say, oh, it's that.
He got a good penis.
And I'm like, okay, but that don't mean nothing if he's corny. Like, that's how, who's that? Wait, I heard another voice. What's that?
No, that was his POC saying. Like,
he got good penis.
Oh, I was like, I heard another one. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you, like I said, it's not, okay, for instance, like, I'm going to say that guy, what's his name, Sal Phoenix, whatever that thing was that was going, or that dude that was going out with Nicki Minaj and K. Michelle and whoever else he was dealing with. And he was exposed himself on social media, and these women were losing their mind. And I'm like, yo, this dude is a corn ball. And to me, and like I said, maybe it's just me, but like I said, if you corny, I don't care if that thing is laced with gold and it's shooting diamonds out of it. If you corny, you are corny. I don't care about that. Because guess what? There's a dude out there that's on his point, and he's a real man, and may have the gold and the diamonds, and you know, but no, you won't, because you're corny. But that's the thing, you're corny, but you know that's what's going to get women to stay with you. And a lot of dudes have that in their head.
But see, all right, but then what does that say about the woman? You're superficial.
Exactly. Absolutely.
If you're just hooked on sex. Then, all right, fine, you're hooked on the sex. But if the dude is a jackass, as you would say, a dummy jackass, get mad when he do some dummy jackass shit. You cannot get mad. Listen, if the dude turn around and give you some good sex, but then y'all go to Popeyes and then he eat the chicken and he eat the meat and throw away the skin, that's some dummy jackass shit right there. If he do stuff like that, then what is the penis that certain? Listen, people eat fried chicken for the punch. If you want baked chicken, go get baked chicken. Go to Applebee's or something like that. But you know, I mean, come on, that's just a weird example. But that's once again.
And then those are the same women that say
where the good, where the
exactly. Those are the same women that say
where all the good men at.
Where all the good men at? Oh, I can't find a good man. That's the ones that say
they
that.
Definitely.
But,
well, they ain't throwing the fried chicken, the skin off the chicken away. They crunching on that shit.
They crunching on that. Right, exactly.
They ain't doing no dummy
on the chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Those real good men are sitting there saying, "Nah, babe, don't worry about it. Nah, no, what you getting out pumping the gas? I got this." And it ain't about being a sucker, and it ain't about being an equal opportunity employer. It's just the fact that men are like, this is what we do. I accept what my challenge in life, and this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that. Yeah, my lady know I work 2 jobs. I hear this drama all the time. My daughter know it too. But you know, this is what I do. I'm a man. That's that.
Exactly.
And it's not to be on. And it's not to be on some like trying to sound all assertive and everything. But once again, like I said, yo, I'm a man. That's what I do. That's just that. Now be happy I do it, because if you have somebody just that sit on the couch and play with his ball, like I don't do that.
Yeah, and I don't.
But you
I said,
got, but
I
you
don't
got women.
It.
But you got women that are cool with that.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I don't understand women that are you all right with that. It's like I said, you all right with that because he's you know, sitting on the couch playing with his nuts all day long, or he babysitting your kids and all this other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But then guess what? He's not doing, but what else? Okay, all right, he's babysitting the kids, but you're out working 2 jobs or 3 jobs, or you're out working an 8-hour, 9-hour day or 12 hours a day. Guess what? That gives him ample time to do what he wants to do, because guess what? If he's in your house, he don't have a house of his own. He's in your house. And let's just, you know, we're going to cut the kids part out of it, just, you know, maybe they don't have kids or whatever. But guess what? That gives him ample time to be on social media looking for a next chick house that he's going to be sleeping up on. Or next, you know, he on there doing all of that stuff and showing his stuff off to somebody else. And the next thing you know, you and him get into it, and guess what? I'm leaving. The F you itch and all that other stuff. And guess what? He's going to line up with the next person. Or when you come home from work, nothing's done, and he ain't there. Where he at? Oh, he laying up with the next chick. Oh, he got the next chick coming to your house while you at work. So that's why I said I don't understand. Like I said, I've heard these stories. These are not things that I'm just saying. I've heard these things from women.
Yeah, I've heard them too. And once again, I don't know how they tolerate it. But then at the other side of their face, they talk about where are all the good men.
Right. So what about
like some
this?
People say, check your friend zone. But, you know, they ain't going to do that. Oh, no, I know too much about him. Oh, no, I know too much about her. Well, maybe that's a start. Because you know what? The greatest relationships are built on friendships.
Right.
Because the whole thing
is, I don't know
how
anybody know about anybody from social media.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. The greatest relationships are built on a friendship. Because the whole thing is this. A friendship is a bond. The relationship, like the only thing that changes is it notches up to a level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You go from drinking, you go from, hey, yeah, girl, let's go hang out, this, that, and, oh, yo, what's up, homie, let's go hang out. But then it just, the relationship progresses into something else. You know what I'm saying? So it has its steps. But I will say that, you know, we can't continue to treat these relationships that we get into like just a piece of paper and a broken pen. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta catalog it. You gotta write it down. You gotta take notes. You know what I'm saying? So that way, if that situation don't work for you for whatever reason, when you get to the next one, you know, hey, you look back and be like, hey, you know, this, I got to do this, or I got to do that. It's about self-improvement sometimes. 5891 and 6947, you're on the M. It's the menu. What's up? What's up?
Peoples.
What's up, people?
What's up?
Hey, dog.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Yes,
hi,
Miss Sherry. Yes, yes.
How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all?
Can you hear me?
All right.
Yeah, we can
yes.
hear you. We hear you.
Can you hear us?
Hey.
Can you hear us?
I
all right.
Yeah,
K-Dog.
I hear y'all on it.
K-Dog. So K-Dog,
hey,
you sound off first, and then you sound off first, and then Miss Cherry, because K-Dog, you was holding on for a second. So K-Dog and then Miss Cherry, and then back to Red.
Right.
Make it happen.
Goodbye. All right. You know what? I'm just going to keep it 100%. These days in relationships, unfortunately, like I said before, and I'll say it again, love no longer lives here anymore. Love has gone out the window. Love, respect has definitely gone out the window. Right now, the only thing that runs these relationships is social media, sex, and money. And as for the good men out there, unfortunately, you know, they always say nice guys finish last, but you know, I'm not going to say that it's 100% true, but unfortunately, nice guys end up getting the short end of the stick. I'm going to tell you why. Because when a guy is respectful, some people look at it as something wrong. And I'm not going to say all women do it, but some women, they try to test the nice guy. Like, well, I want to see him when he's angry. He looks like a sucker. Oh, he's on this respectful stuff. Well, I don't know why he doesn't want to sleep with me because he's probably gay or something like that. And you know what? When a guy has respect for a woman, it's a plus. You see, a guy who looks at a woman, not just for her body, but looks at her for her mind and what she has inside of her heart, that's the way to do it. And plus, relationships these days are so complicated because everyone's in a rush. They're not waiting to get to know the person. And the best relationships are built on friendships. You see, it's good that when you meet somebody and you get to know them, the two of you could have a bond. But at the same token, I just want to say this. When it comes to getting to know the person, you have to really know the person, because anybody will do anything to get with somebody. They'll lie about themselves, and once you get into the relationship with the person, you're like, wait a minute, all of the things you told me about yourself is all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, okay, I'll give you some celebrities, for example. Like, I remember when Russell Wilson got with Ciara, and he, you know, being that he's a Christian brother, and he said, you know, I choose to stay celibate before we get married. Oh, everybody was making fun of him. Everyone's like, what's wrong with him? Oh, he's a sucker, or he's this, he's that, or what's wrong with him? Let me tell you something, and I'm just going to be personal about it. You know, as men, you know, we do think about sex, but then, let's face it, when you go ahead and get into sex with the significant other, the relationship changes. Everything changes once that happens. You know, it becomes a change that you didn't expect, because you and this person did the doing, and the next thing you know, it's like everything changes. The honeymoon is over. You understand? Things start to change.
Yeah.
And,
well, of course,
you know,
of
unfortunately,
course it,
it happens.
Well, yeah, it happens. Things change, but the whole thing is things should still be the same. See, that's
yeah.
the whole thing. Is if we allow it, if the relationship... The basis and the foundation of a relationship should still be there.
Yeah,
but if anything else, you know, when certain things happen on the surface, it shouldn't change the dynamics unless it's something extremely drastic.
And you know what? There's
now,
no
and
I
this
and
dude,
me neither.
Well, see, all right. Like this dude, that, obviously that's a good dude, but of course he gets punked. Why? Because he chooses to be celibate. So what?
Yeah.
But what's sad is you got society and you also have some women. That'll sit there, oh, he probably got a small package, or he probably ain't good in bed, or I don't want no man that ain't having sex like that because he may not know what he's doing. See, this is the thing. this is where I got to throw it back in the court.
Sex runs society.
It's not just sex. The whole thing is know what the hell you want. Once
exactly.
again, don't sit there and talk about where are all the good men and you don't even know what the hell you want. If it's
exactly.
penis, then you go get the penis. If you want a hard worker, then you get a hard worker. If you want to do
but
it, then you know, if you want a family man, then you get a family man. If you want somebody domesticated, you get somebody domesticated. But don't go out there just grabbing up anybody that you're not
and
sure
to
of just because you don't want to be alone or you're not being satisfied.
Exactly. Fear of being alone. And another thing, too, that I wanted to point out before I get to the other sister, listen. There's something else. Someone cry, I want a good man. But yet when they meet a guy who's, you know, well respectful, some women, and I'm not saying all, please don't get offended, they try to change a man into something
One just got offended already because she started laughing. Go ahead.
Trying to change him into something he's not.
Oh, well, listen, that ain't going to stop. Go ahead, Miss Cherry.
Go ahead,
Cherry. Miss Cherry, you're already offended. Go ahead. Let's go in.
I'm offended, Miss
Cherry. I'm absolutely not offended at all. Just going to say something really quick because your topic is where are all the good men? And personally speaking, I know a lot of good men, but they're not good for me. So I think when you say where are all the good men, we can't just say that because they didn't do this for me, that makes them a bad person, you know? It's just they're not the right one for you. So you have to, like you said, know what you want. And if you know what you want and you meet somebody and they have everything but what you want, you need to move on.
Right. But don't try to change the person into something that the person is not. And then you try to mold them into the kind of man that you want him to be.
No,
well,
because if they
want
to be with you, if they want to be with you and they're interested in you, they will change the things that they don't like or that you don't like. So you don't have to mold anybody. It just really, it's a reflection of how interested they really are in you.
Exactly. I agree with that. Like some people, like if there's an issue, you have women out there that rather try and tweak it. Let's not use the word change. Let's say tweak it. They'll try to tweak it a little bit so that way, like, I love him, but he just douchey. I don't like. So let's try to tweak that. Now, I get it. It's like trying to make that perfect, that drink. It's trying to make that perfect cranberry and vodka. You don't want to add too much cranberry or too much vodka. You just want to get that right mixture. That's good for you.
Right.
And I get it. And I think there's women out there that they're trying to get that good mixture. And I get it. Now, a good man is going to see that and try to work with you. A good dude is going to be like, yeah, all right, I know, like, you know, I'll be forgetting to flush the toilet sometimes. I'm sorry, but I'm going to work on that. Or, you know, yeah, I know I left my underwear in the oven because, you know, I needed to, you know, hurry up. I couldn't go to the laundromat. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll work on that. Like, a real dude going to work with you. But then you just got dudes out there that just don't want to work with you on things in certain situations. But like she said, like Miss Cherry said, there's good dudes out there, but you got to make sure that they're good for you.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. We're too, like K-Dog said, we're too obsessed with sex. We're too obsessed with material things.
Money.
And, you know, and money to really focus on the true nature of the relationship. Like, what I find interesting and always will find interesting, how a chick can have that good, great male friend. Oh, he's my best buddy. Or he's like that gay friend. Like, okay. Like, no straight dude wants to be like, oh, he's like that gay friend. Okay. There's nothing against anybody that's gay, but I'm just saying no dude wants to be like, wait, why I got to be talking about like a gay friend? Because, you know, they don't feel threatened. They don't feel like, oh, he's going to try and make a move on me and all this and that. But then you're going to this same male and you're sitting there saying, oh, you know, I went out on this date and this guy wasn't this, that, and the third. And not every male friend has feelings for a female friend. It could just be platonic. But the thing is, you're looking at, you're hanging out with a good dude. And you're not.
But you don't
want to
give him no play.
Well, not even just that, but you're not taking notes. If the good dude is telling you something, like you can't, how could you sit there and say, "Yo, you're a real good man. Yo, you, you know, one day you want, I hope you get the best woman and this, this, that, and the third." But yet you keep getting into bullshit relationships. Shouldn't you be taking notes from the good man friend that you have that's telling you,
exactly,
"Yo, stop doing this or stop doing that"? But there's women out there that's just not doing it
because they don't want, because they want the D. That's why.
Yeah, and the sad thing about
it,
is
they want,
vitamin,
they want the D. They want that good stuff that dude, that grimy dude is giving them. That's what they want. That good
and
stuff.
You know,
they
want
not thinking
they want
about
that
nothing
DMX,
else.
They want that DMX belly sex.
Yeah, exactly.
They
want
that
belly DMX
belly sex.
Belly dude, but then you want him to have a Nas attitude, though. You want him to be DMX, but have a Nas attitude, and it can't work. As you can see in the movie, it can't be. You can't have both.
Nope,
you can see from the movie you can't have both.
Listen, it's like
you want a Tupac from Juice and and a Q at the same time, but you can't have both. But you can't
have both.
No, you can't. Nah. And you know what it is? What's sad about it is like this, is that, you know, and I understand what Sister Sherry's saying about good dudes. There are good men out there. But, you know, let me just break it down like this. If you're looking for a particular type of man, like you said earlier, some women, unfortunately, they are afraid of being alone, and they take anything that comes their way. Oh, he's a good man. If the person,
no bueno.
If you don't like the fact that, okay, so he has a regular job, he doesn't have a career. If that's not your cup of tea, then why are you wasting his time and getting into a relationship with him, but yet he doesn't have what you want to impress your friends with, and later on you're going to call him a loser, or you're going to demasculate
him in the worst kind of way. Hold on. Before we get to call of 7756, I want to add this. To defend of the women, there's some women that will be like, I see potential in him. Maybe he just needs somebody to give him some encouragement. Give him some encouragement or something. See, there are women out there that will see a dude working at McDonald's or working at a Dollar Tree or whatever, and then be like, hey, you know, this guy shows up to work. This guy, at least he got a job. Sometimes it's not about the money. It's the fact that he obviously is not going to sit on his ass and do nothing. He's going to do something.
Well, that's very seldom women these days.
Sadly, this is true. It's whether it's flip a burger or stock a shelf. At least he's going to do something. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you do have women out there. It's like, yo, I'm going to work with the brother. Because you know what I'm saying? They may see something that the brother may not see in itself. Call us 7756. You're on the air at the menu. What up? 7756. You're on the air.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just listening. I didn't have anything to say.
Listening. Okay.
Hey, what's up,
all right. Sister? Oh, got that. How you doing?
Okay.
Wait.
Should
I ask your name or you just... Can I just ask your name, or you just want to just keep listening?
I'll keep listening until I can figure, maybe feel like saying something. I just got in, so I'm just really hearing everything. I didn't hear much.
Oh, okay. It's all good. But
so I, can you know, I say something?
Go ahead. Of course you can.
Okay, so I was just going to say, when you're dealing with relationships, everybody has a tolerance level. So you were talking about how you can have a really good friend that's a good guy. You know he's a good guy, but you won't date him. And to be real direct about it, they could be a good guy and not for you, and there's something about them that you just can't tolerate. You know, there's no need to, like you mentioned, you can't change people. So there's no need to start on a path that you know you're dealing with them and you can't change them and you're not going to be able to tolerate it. So a lot of times when you're thinking, you know, you're that good friend, why aren't they looking at me? It's probably a reason like that that's behind it.
True. I mean, listen, we all have these little pet peeves. or once again, it goes back to the standards. What are you willing to tolerate and what you're not willing to tolerate? But I think the real root of the matter is, once again, you got to know what you want. You can't just keep going into the, like, all right, we've all been to McDonald's before, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we all really know what's, you know what's on the damn menu. It's Big Mac, some nuggets, and some other things. They may try to flip it around. They may try to flip it around.
They ain't got no turkey burgers.
Well,
they ain't got
no
veggie burgers.
Didn't they start some veggie stuff? Well, no, that was White Castle.
No.
But anyway, you go in there and you look at the menu, and you know what's there. You know what's on the menu, but you still decide, what combo do I want? There's always a decision. Instead of standing on that line for like 40 minutes, try to have a plan before you go out there. Know what you want so you can attract.
No, you're right.
Know if that's what it boils down to. It's just like, all right, I got to go.
It still don't work out.
Then you got to ask yourself, why didn't it work out? Is that once again, you go in there and you say, yo, let me get the number 6 large. And then you turn around and you take 2 bites and eat a couple of fries and sip the soda and be like, damn, I'm full. Yeah, you're not going to save it because, you know, you can't really reheat a hamburger later. But that makes you think, were your eyes too big for your stomach? You know what I'm saying? Like, once again, you got to listen. To spare feelings, you got to know what you want because it's a relationship. It can get emotional. It can become draining, and on both parties, not just one, on both. So you know, before things get hectic, once again, everyone needs to know what they want and what they're shooting for. Don't look for next week. Look for 10 years from now. I remember a friend. Said to me something real smart years ago, and it really changed the way that I thought. And even when it came down to sleeping with someone, he said, yo, the first time you have sex with a woman, you can have a kid. It don't have to be the second or the third time. It could be that first time. So make sure you take precaution the first time. And it really made me think, like, anything, yeah, you're right. Anything could happen that first time. Not just the kid, but anything could happen. So before you step into the mix, yo, know what you're doing. Know what you want and protect yourself.
But nobody wants to think like that anymore.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Now, once again, we go back to how things have changed in terms of people and how they think and how society's going because it's all about sex.
I'm sorry,
all about material.
What was that? Nobody wants a what anymore?
I said nobody wants to do that anymore try to, you know, figure it out before they get to that point. Anything can happen before you have sex with someone. Like, they don't think like that. People don't think like that. It's just like because of social media, because of the time that we're living in with social media, it's like, I want that. I see breasts. I see behind. I want that. But they don't think long term. Just as Brother B said, they don't think long term. They don't think, oh, well, this girl can get pregnant. She could have HIV. She could, you know, anything could happen. And vice, you know, same way with the man. Oh, he got a good physique and he look good. No, I see that little poke in his sweatpants. But you don't know, that man could have, you know, anything. He could be a down low brother. He could have HIV. He could have multiple children. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody does that anymore. Well, they don't think ahead of time.
She's whoever got the TV on in the background. It's kind of loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Like, all right, check this out. J.P. Morgan and Chase. Do you think they were thinking the future, or you think they were just thinking, oh, let's just get money real quick?
That's what I'm saying.
J.P. Morgan and Chase was thinking future. They were thinking generations. They were thinking wealth.
Exactly. Because you know what?
We have to stop. Like, some of these relationships out here are check-to-check mentality. We have to get off
Listen.
That check-to-check mentality. We have to start thinking about wealth.
People,
relationship wealth. We have to think
people,
about
I'm just
going to
say this. People, I just got to say this. Brother B, I'm sorry if I interrupted, but listen, y'all. The problem with these relationships, and, you know, like you said, oh, everyone's asking, oh, where are all the good men are at? There are good men out there, but the problem is we don't, you know, with a lot of women, too many guys, and I'll say this bluntly, too many guys have jacked it up for a lot of people, for a lot of men out there, if you understand what I'm saying. Because you know why? Number one, they get into a relationship or a marriage, whatever have you, and they get comfortable. I already got her already. I don't have to do nothing. All the time you were wooing her, you were taking her to places, you were treating her good, you were doing anything to make her smile. But what happens once you got into the relationship with the person? It all goes out the window.
But now we also have to talk about what is it? What about the dudes that have been burned? Or what are the dudes?
Yeah.
What about the dudes that have friends who was like, man, I went through this, I went through that, and these guys
exactly.
Like, don't let women, don't think men can't get scared. Men,
yes,
men will get scared
because...
real quick, especially if they got a little something, that very little something to hold on to, whether it's a car with three wheels. They don't want anybody to take that away from them.
I'm going to get personal
once again,
about this.
Wait, real quick. Some women can be real emotional and make irrational decisions at the wrong time, like call the police. Or, well, I'm going to do this to your car, or I'm going to call your mama and say this, this, that, and the third. Like, there's certain things that, you know, women can do. Men do dumb shit, too. But there's women out there that can just make some emotional, you know, some real irrational things at the wrong emotional time. And dudes get scared, and they don't want to be caught up in that.
And you know what
else,
too,
Big Red can tell you. Like, I would, listen. You know, my situation, I was right next to the cat box. All four. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. And dudes hear
and
that
you know
story. Like, yo, my man told me this. He's like, nah, I'm not going out like that. I really just spank my monkey for the rest of my life instead of go through that.
You know, there's a way, something else, too. There isn't, there's something else that a woman could hurt a man by. And you know what? Women have a way, and I'm not saying all women, but some women have a way of demasculating a man. How? By verbally putting him down. Do you know when you tell a man that he's virtually, you ain't, like, I'm going to bluntly say it, telling a man you ain't shit? Oh, look at you. Oh, look at your job. Look at who you are. That could hurt somebody.
But that's because she got low self-esteem. When people do stuff like that to each other, that's because either when somebody has self-esteem issues and they don't feel good about themselves,
and
so that can go both ways. But yeah, when a woman does that,
when a woman does that to a man, you know what it does to a man? It could destroy that man. It could take everything out of him, and he turns around and starts thinking. And you know what? He'll get angry, and he'll take it out on the wrong person.
But wait a minute, it sounds like there
needs to be a lot of healing before getting back into a new relationship with people.
That's
not happening in relationships or in individuals these days.
It's not. And like I said, it all went out the window.
Yeah.
But whatever happened to the communication? See, that's the whole thing. What's interesting is people don't start communicating until it's damn near over. So what real relationship did you have? If you guys didn't feel that it was worthy enough or good enough to have communication in the beginning, and we're not talking about on the surface communication. Once again, stop treating your relationship like a check-to-check thing and think wealth.
But
a lot of people are not investing
it out. If you have something to say, open your mouth and say something. Don't just get an attitude, and then after that, then you turn around and attack, and you're attacking the person.
That's another problem. People got egos.
Right.
And everybody's allowing their ego.
As a man, I'll say this. I'm no psychic. If something is wrong and you're not telling me what's wrong, if I detect something's wrong, your attitude, I'm like, hey, is something wrong? Oh, it's nothing. Then what the hell am I going to do? I can't do nothing. I can't help the situation. I can't know exactly what's bothering you if you're not talking to me. You understand?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, K-Dog, but I'm going to say this. Yeah. as a woman and having that experience and other women that I've spoken to having that experience, women do say what's wrong with them, but sometimes, and I'm not going to say all men, sometimes you guys don't listen.
There you go.
Don't
right.
hear. And
that's
we
true.
Say
that's
it
true.
Over and over again, and then it gets to a point where when you're asking me what's wrong, yeah, of course I'm not going to tell you what's wrong, because guess what? I've been telling you all the time what the problem is, and you haven't been listening to me. But now, because I have an attitude, now you want to ask me, well, what's the problem? What can we fix? Yeah, and just like Brother B said, it gets to that point where it's like, okay, and with women, when we get to that point where it's like, all right, enough is enough. I done told you several times what the problem is, and you didn't hear or listen, or you're not trying to, and now you want, now because I have an attitude, now you want to try and fix it. It's too late now. By that point, it's too late.
Yeah, you can.
And I already got in my mind that I'm ready to, you know, kick you to the curb, because you know what? I'm not going to keep explaining myself or keep telling you what the problem is and you're not listening to me.
And also, if I could just add to.
Okay.
If I could just add to, and then this is in a past, pretty recent relationship, but, you know, hearing information from someone. And maybe because you didn't heal from other previous relationships, you never even talked to the person about what you heard. So now, if you did talk to that person that you know, you're the person you're in a relationship with, but you don't want to believe any of the truth of it because you think in the past. So it's to healing. Like, you haven't healed from previous stuff, or you're assuming that this new partner is just like the rest. Like, you're not taking that time to get to know the person. I don't know. Relationships are tough.
I don't know. No, it is. But once again, you have a lot of single people out there. You have a lot. This is the result. This is the problem that's going on now. And you have a lot of single people out here. And you know what? They are happy to be single because they're like, I don't want to deal with the mess. I don't want to deal with the stress. I don't want to deal with all of this.
You know what?
All
right. You know what? That's a cop out. That's a cop out. You know why it's a cop out? I'm gonna tell you why it's a cop out.
I was gonna say, how you say that's a cop out?
No. Sometimes it is a cop out. I won't say for everybody, but sometimes it is a cop out, because once again, a relationship is a relationship. The only thing that changes is the level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
When you start opening one door. Because you two could be great friends, but maybe the intimacy part is not working. And that intimacy is more than just sex. It could just be opening a door into how that person thinks or something else, more personal. But if the foundation has to be a relationship, once again, we're not busy. We're not educating each other on one another. We're too busy. Oh, so do you like football? I like crab cakes. Oh, you can't eat crab, you're allergic to shellfish, or this, that, and the third. I like swimming. Oh, you like golf? Oh, you like movies? We're on, it's this kid bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not really, when you're sitting down talking to somebody, a lot of people are not really asking the questions or getting down to the nitty gritty. It's more than just the interview. Like, you shouldn't even treat it like you're like when you go to a job interview. Are you looking to stay? Are you looking? Is that job a stepping stone, or are you looking to be viable to the company? That's what the employer is looking at.
Yeah,
are you
going to
be here
just
for 6 months? Yeah, but see, the whole thing is, what is your mentality when you go into that interview? That's the whole thing.
Wait,
is your mentality?
First of all,
Are you looking?
You have to once again. It's you have to get to that point in terms of. You have to get a willing participant that's going to want to sit down and talk to you. Once again, we are living in – we have to talk about the now. We can't keep talking about the past, because the past –
exactly.
That's when people had more of communication, where they sat on the phone or they face-to-face talk to you. We're living in this society of now where people – males and females do not want to do that. Everything is social media. Everything is inboxing. Everything is direct message. I'd rather send you I'd rather send a penis pic first before I ask you what your interest is. That's what I'm saying. that's fine what you're saying. I understand all that. But that my thing is you have to get to that point. And it's not that easy to get to that point if you meet somebody on social media and you're trying to get to that point of saying, well, listen, let's go out somewhere. And like I said, they'd rather show you a penis picture than to say, hey, listen, if, for us to get to the point of the penis picture, let me take you out somewhere. Let me at least buy you a drink or do something. But we have to even get to that point first. Where I can even sit down
again,
and talk to you face to face or over the phone.
Okay, but that's the whole thing. We can't keep focusing. One thing that we have to start straying away from, right? That's what the menu is all about. That's what the Absolute Truth is all about when we do these shows. Because we have to start straying away from the bullshit that is. And get back to the reality of things. And that's the whole thing. Because we keep living in the goddamn illusion. And obviously that illusion is not making anything better and it's not getting us anywhere. Like, you want to talk about healing. Okay, the whole thing is this. If you want to talk about healing, then people need to actually, all right, I just got out of this relationship. I need to be alone. I'm going to be alone for a little while. And a little while may not be 30 days. A little while
may
be 90 days. It may be 6 months. It may be a year. But the whole thing is this. If you need that time to be alone, it's for a reason. Because you need to evaluate some things within yourself. Once again, it didn't mean that you was a bad person, but maybe you need to reevaluate your needs, your wants.
But now, if you keep listening to that, you keep saying you, so that's a personal choice. And I think, actually, we have to be strong enough to recognize that. If we don't recognize that, then we keep going into that same cycle. I mean, we can't be weak in
relationships
anymore.
You know what? You gotta. You know what? That's why
you have to know how to end it. If someone has crossed your boundaries, you got to be like, nope, that's it. I'm done. You know, even though it means it could be another notch on your bed, and but you got to be able to be like, you know what? That's it. I can't do that anymore. They crossed my boundaries.
I'm glad you said that because you know what? You also got to look within yourself of what you will allow and what you will not tolerate. Because unfortunately, with some guys, you know, nice, when they say the nice guys, you know, you cannot be tolerant, especially, I'm not saying to abuse or be nasty to women. No, that's not it. But you got to be man enough to put your foot down and say, hey, listen, look, I'm not going to tolerate this. And plus, you have to know who you are as a man, and it goes for the women too. You gotta know who you
are.
And vice versa. Vice versa. You cannot just sit there and settle for every time you keep settling for less. You're not gonna be successful. You're always gonna end up with the short end of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to really look into who you are as a person.
Yeah. And let's face it, no one's getting no younger, so you're wasting time the more you stay in something that's not even worth your time anymore.
But once again, we're not making that investment. Do you go to a bank to just put money in? Because there's a big difference between putting your money in the bank and then actually making an investment. That relationship is an investment towards the future. A lot of people, once again, are not looking at the future. They're just trying to put the money in the bank. They're telling the bank, yo, hold this. They're not trying to invest it in anything. This is the mentality that we have to get out of because it's about
how many times, if you said something one time to this partner of yours and they keep doing the same thing over, how many more times you got to put up with it? Because now they're continuously crossing your boundary, and now they say, oh, well, I can cross this boundary. Guess what? I can start crossing another boundary, and allowing it.
But who made the bad investment? See, I bet you if you put $10,000 in the stock and your stockbroker come back to you like, oh, well, we lost $9,000 today. But you know what? This particular stock goes up and down, so you may see some changes by the end of the week. Let's say
it all depends on what it is.
Listen, it's, once again, if it's a shaky stock, why invest in it? Real talk, if you know the stock is shaky, why invest in it?
But you wouldn't know that from the beginning.
Right.
Listen, no. Listen, 6 cents, come on, most of us got it. We know, it's called intuition. We know when shit is shaky. Like I said, that caution sign is usually something that throws up that red flag or that caution sign. But what do? We drive right on through it.
Mm-hmm.
We know it. Men and women alike, we know it.
We see the yellow light.
But I'm lost at what you're saying. Are you saying that we should let them push boundaries and keep working with this person?
No, what I'm saying, what I'm saying is
walk
stop
away from
giving
it.
People the opportunity.
Well, that's what I said.
Matthew, and
you
got
to be strong enough to drop it and keep it moving.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know from the jump if you don't know that person like that.
That's the thing. You should have never picked it up.
If you don't know that person like that,
you
don't know.
No.
If you don't know.
Exactly. That's what you say, Red? Please say it.
No, I say you're saying you shouldn't have never picked it up, but you can't. You don't know that until after you start dealing with that person.
Absolutely.
Once again, now if you start dealing with that person, and then that caution sign come up, and you choose to just say, "Okay, I'm gonna cross this railroad track, even though that train is like two inches away from me," then that's on you. But you can't know that when you first meeting a person. You're trying to get to know the person.
Right.
And once again, as I said before, if you're trying to try a different approach, and you say, "You know what? I'm gonna try something different that I didn't do in the past." And let me see how the result, you know, like what kind of result I get. Now, if you get a different result, then you know maybe it's something on you. If you're getting the same result, then it's the person or the type of person that you're dealing with. And once again, once you start seeing that sign, it's like, all right, you know what? I'm not dealing with that. Let me just move on.
You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. I think people are more protective of their money than they are with their heart.
Mm-hmm.
People with certain things that they won't do with their money, but they'll do with their heart, and I find that very interesting. But you know what? Like I said, there's certain things certain investments you just don't bother making if you're not sure. That's the whole thing is if you're not sure, it's the education process. As you meeting the person, you sitting down, you evaluating. See, that's the thing. It's the word evaluating. Or are you just listening to what sounds good and like, hey, this person sounds like a fit for me. It's not about sounding. It's about what is.
Right. I
and
understand
that's
that part of it, yeah. But once again,
like Miss Cherry said, she knows a lot of good men, but they're not good for her.
Right. It has to be your fit. You're absolutely right about that. And she's absolutely right. It has to be your fit. But once again, you know, you don't know that until you start, you know, engaging with that person. And once again, it's very, very hard these days, and I'm talking about now, to do that because nobody wants to court anymore. We say it all the time. No one wants to go through the courting process. Nobody wants to go out and sit down and talk. Nobody wants to even be on the phone. I'll even take a text message. I'll even take a text to be back and forth, kind of, and I'm just trying to get a feel of how you are. But damn, nobody wants to do anything. Like I said, a man will send you a picture of his penis before he say, "Hey, listen, you know what?
Let me take you to IHOP."
Huh?
A male will do that. Don't say a man.
Whatever.
There's a difference.
They say, "Hey, listen, let's go out somewhere," or they'll ask you, "Oh, what you like to do?" And you tell them what you like to do, and they'll never take you. Go do it.
So then you know what? Mm-hmm. So once again, why give them some run?
You're right. And guess what?
Say once again, he just showed you.
I don't do that.
In some ways, in the littlest form, that he's not a good investment.
Right, absolutely.
So why put your money up?
But guess what?
There's a lot of women that do it.
You have to have that experience first before you. Once again, we know that some out there that you know they just don't get it. But once again, if you had that experience and you've gotten experience with it, and you said, "You know what? I already know what to look for now." Then that's the difference when you already know what to look for. But you have some women out here, they still don't know what to look for because they're busy looking at, "I'm lonely. Oh, I'm throbbing. Oh, I'm so horny." That's all they're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, well, listen.
But that's why the fuck, before you guys less than 60 seconds, that's why the fuck boys are winning. Because that's all they have to offer. A lot of them, that's all they have to offer. And you can manipulate, and a fuckboy is easy to manipulate.
Yep.
He'll do whatever because he knows that you're going to give him the juice.
Yep, give him the juice.
So with that being said, caller 7756, Miss Cherry, K-Dog, Big Red, Thank you. This has been very interesting. We must do this again.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And, you know, once again, people, if you're not willing to make that investment, if you're not going to check on the stock, don't make that investment.
That's
right.
Right.
Thank you.
With that, everybody have a good night.
Peace out.
Another
have a good
episode
night,
again. We'll catch you next week.
Good night.
All right. Peace out.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Good night.
Later. Good night.